You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yosef HaTzaddik was pretty much convinced that the master wife has the same intention as Tamar, because Tamar also, her intention was to bring holy children from Yehuda. And not only that, it's about that the wife of Potiphera did notice in Mazalot, in astrology, that the children that will be born in her house from Yosef HaTzaddik, but she wasn't sure that would it be from her or from her daughter. Who was her daughter? Asnat, very nice. Asnat was her daughter that was in the house of Potiphera. So the astrology was kind of vague. We could not look into it. So now here, our sages teach us, so what exactly took place? They both had pure intention, the wife after Potiphera and also Tamar. And
the wife of Potiphera had a husband named Potiphera, but Tamar didn't have a husband. So that's a huge difference between the two scenarios.
Well, if she kind of has some assurance that through Shamayim, actually, through Shamayim, as Tamar, we see she was informed, because it says that she was informed that Yehuda is going on a trip. So they informed him from Shamayim. It's not that, no, she just felt something needs to be done. She was informed from Shomayim. So the same thing with the wife of Potiphar. So now here, the delicate point is that connected to Hanukkah, so we see Matityahu and the children, so decided to take an action. Mi kamocha ba'alim Hashem, and then they went out, and then Hashem made it happen. So now here, Tamar was caught. Right? She was caught. And not only that, her life was in danger. So now what does she do? What does she do?
The right thing.
What does she do?
The right thing. It didn't embarrass her.
She
didn't do anything. She kept quiet.
She kept quiet? She was willing to give her life.
Yes.
And the babies. And would not cause embarrassment for you. So what did the wife of Potiphar do? She didn't mind that they put Yosef in the jail. I mean, for Yosef to get into trouble, for her was nothing. So now, here, that's a delicate point. So now, if we see that they had pure intention, right? That was their intention was, Tamar and the wife of Potiphar. So now, when things became very complicated, she was not willing to, Chas v'Shalom, cause any harm to anybody else. She had a pure intention. It's called L'Shem Shamayim, for the sake of Hashem. But the other one also had a pure intention. But when things didn't go along, she said, I'm not going to put myself in trouble. But Tamar was. But she wasn't. So now here's a delicate point. What is L'Shem Shamayim means?
One believed in Hashem, the other one didn't.
Hazak Baru. Pure intention means that as long as you accept and you're not going to let Chas v'Shalom, one goes through the pain and suffering, that means your intention is L'Shem Shamayim. But if you put people in pain, and suffering and embarrassment, even though that you claim, you know, I mean well. What do you mean you mean well? Other people, they go through pain. You don't mean well. To mean well means that other people should not go through suffering because of you. So now here we see that exactly the same scenario. They both have a good intention. But one is not going to cause damages to somebody else because he has a poor intention. But the other one says, so what? So what? Yeah, I had a poor intention. Take him to the jail. What do you mean? If you have a poor, pure intention and you claim I only mean Leshem Shamayim, so why other people do have to go through such a suffering? Why? Why do you cause pain for other people? You mean Leshem Shamayim, like this is something should be done or not done, should be said or not said. Okay, you sit down, discuss it, you know. I meant well. Okay, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking, I went out of control. Oh, fix it. But if your intention, you claim is Leshem Shamayim, but it shows it's not Leshem Shamayim. Why? Because you put people through the pain. This is not Leshem Shamayim. Leshem Shamayim means that Chas V'Shalom, other people should not go through suffering. And we see an unbelievable, powerful message. That Chazal, Chachamenu Zal, our sages is teaching us. Look at these two. Look at Tamar. She was willing to give her life and two babies. What does that mean? Would not be no Peretz, no Zarach, no Mashiach. But it's okay. Why? Because somebody else should not go through suffering. This is the Shiv Shalayim. But you said, no, what are you talking about? I want this. I have to have this. I need it. It comes to me. Put him in the jail. Put him in jail. Baruch Allah. What type of Lashem Shamayim is this? It's a kibaruch. It's a double one. Yes.
When the other side doesn't show any sort of, what is it called, care for your interest, for your well-being and all that stuff, and you've been dealing with that. So how do you respond to that? That's
the question. Yeah, but the point of matter here is you don't estimate how people react to you. But if you're monitoring, he has to be in a special qualification. So my intention is Leshem Shamayim. What do you mean? This is not Leshem Shamayim. It's Leshem me. It's only for my sake. Why? You estimating, okay, he said this, he did that, he did what kind of Leshem Shamayim is this? Leshem Shamayim means it's only and only, only for the sake of Hashem. I just want to make Hashem happy.
Well, what's the answer to his question?
That's what exactly the answer is. You don't pay attention how people react. But if you just like a magnet, you pick up like a sensor how people react, say, behave, so that means you adapt it to other people. But that's not Leshem Shamayim. Leshem Shamayim means only for the sake of Hashem. Tamar, what did she do? Her intention was pure. So now, she got cut. So okay, I did something for the sake of Hashem. Was she out of it or not? Was she out of it? Huh? She was. Do we have Mashiach? Yes, we have. But the other one, where is she? The other side, there's a hot place there. But, you know what the big difference it is. And that's what exactly the task here is. What do you care how people react? You want to make Ribono Shalom happy. That's all. And Chas V'Shalom, you don't cause pain for other people. And it's such a delicate point that you have to be very cautious. And that's what the Mechanukah is all about. They went on, you know, 13 kids, you know, and Hashem made it happen. Why? Because their whole intention was Mi kamocha v'alim Hashem. That's it. Nobody else. Hashem is a kennel to be the man Hashem only. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.